Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Martika shot to number one on this day in 1989 with her single Toy Soldiers. She had a couple of hits but walked away from the music industry at the age of 22.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just think it was youth and, you know, you do crazy things when you're young. I think I was just burned out so young. I was overwhelmed and I think, you know, it kind of all freaked me out. It was probably a case of too much too soon.
Birthdays today, Rick Davies, vocalist and keyboardist with Supertramp, turned 76. They had the 1979 single The Logical Song and the 1979 US number one album Breakfast in America. Davies is the only member of Supertramp to have been with the group for the entire history and has composed many of their most well-known songs, including Goodbye Stranger and Bloody Well Right.
I think you have to wake up every day and thank your lucky stars that you do something that you like doing. I still have a love of music and get excited about it, and enough people are into it to make, you know, we can make a living out of it, and I'm very humble about that.
Bloody well right.
Don't you look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Well, not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get along.
And Don Henley is turning 73 today, singer, songwriter and drummer with the Eagles, who had the 1977 smash Hotel California, plus five US number one albums. The Eagles' greatest hits, 1971-75, is the second biggest selling album in the world, with sales over 30 million. He also had the 1985 solo hit The Boys of Summer. Here he is reflecting on his days in the Eagles in the late 70s when things got difficult.
You get the fame and all the attention, you get the pressure, you get the money, you get the drugs. You get the women. And all these things, while on the one hand are fuel of some sort, they're also very destructive because there's a tendency to overindulge.
One half of Savage Garden, Daniel Jones, is turning 47 today. They had several hits in the 90s with Truly Madly Deeply, I Want You, and To the Moon and Back. He was unemployed before the band formed, but hit the big time when Savage Garden were a hit around the world in the mid-90s.
Within the week of 12 months, I went from getting off the unemployment benefits to buying a house, and that was a good feeling. That was a great feeling.
Today in Music, Wednesday the 22nd of July, Mix 104.9.